And now we go to South Florida. We go to the Everglades. Now, there's an area down there off US 41 called the Big Cypress National Preserve.
Okay.
Are you all asleep this morning? Hello?
Kind of.
Right there, you'll find Clyde's Butcher's Art Gallery. Right. And then next to it is the United States' smallest post office and the Skunk Age Research Headquarters. Skunk Ape.
Jill doesn't know. Research headquarters?
They have a research headquarters with sightings of the skunk ape. Pictures.
I just thought it was redneck stories.
They got videos. Dude, they got a video of the skunk ape.
I gotta look it up.
This thing.
If you don't know what a skunk ape is the southernmost relative of Bigfoot and like a Yeti, a Sasquatch.
Yeah, they call it Bigfoot's smelly cousin.
That's right. That's what it is.
Have you ever heard of the skunk ape?
The what?
Personally, I've never heard of it, but I think it's pretty cool, the myth.
Yeah, it's a big ape, and somebody just videotaped it and put it online. You can check it out.
There have been skunk apes spotted on the Loop Road, which is in the Big Cypress Preserve. Some of the most well-covered sightings were in Davie, Florida, which Davie's grown up now.
Yeah, skunk ape is about 8 foot tall, weighs about 450 pounds.
What?
Females are smaller. Both are covered in long reddish or black hair, similar to an orangutan or a gorilla. And they stand up straight, just like Buddy Dyer.
Legend of the skunk ape here in the Florida Everglades goes back hundreds of years, all the way back into the indigenous cultures. And my dad spent the better part of 20 years trying to find out if there was any truth to that.
The legend of the skunk ape.
They say 7 to 9 skunk apes currently live in the Everglades.
Yeah. How do they have, with all the video equipment that we have these days, every video of the skunk ape is super blurry, like you smeared Vaseline across the lens.
Okay, how much money a year do you think the manager of the Skunk Ape Research Center makes? He's got a 1996 video with a cassette, video cassette camera.
No, but I'm saying somebody out of all the people out there that have caught, quote-unquote, caught video of the skunk ape, the video of on Mars was more clear than you're 20 feet away.
Because it's a 1996 Sony camcorder with a videotape.
People don't have cell phones anymore?
Yeah, you're in the swamp.
What about the iPhone?
I don't think the guy who manages the Skunk Ape headquarters can afford a fancy cell phone with a video camera.
If the lady that has food stamps in front of me in line in Publix can afford an iPhone, Joe Blow, Skunk Ape guy, can afford an iPhone.
I'm sure he didn't try to get government assistance. Rick Stacy.